AI agents that crush demos but crash in production. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 249. I'm Izzo, and with me as always is Boon. And look, we've all seen the slick agent demos, customer service bots that handle complex queries, sales agents that book meetings, onboarding flows that feel magical. But then enterprises try to deploy them and, crickets.
Right, and it's not because the underlying models got worse overnight. It's because real organizations are messy in ways that demos never show you.
Exactly. So today we're digging into why this keeps happening and what Creatio figured out to get agents actually working in production. Boon, what's the core problem here?
It comes down to three things that demos conveniently skip over. First, enterprise data is scattered across dozens of systems, some structured, some not, most with APIs that weren't designed for autonomous access. Second, business processes often depend on tacit knowledge that nobody wrote down. And third, when things go wrong, there's no management layer to catch it.
That tacit knowledge piece is huge from a product perspective. Like, your customer success team knows how to handle edge cases because Sarah's been doing renewals for 5 years, but nobody documented Sarah's decision tree.
Exactly. And suddenly you're trying to encode institutional knowledge that only exists in people's heads into prompts and workflows.
So Creatio's approach, break this down for me. They've got this three-discipline methodology that's apparently getting agents to handle 80-90% of tasks autonomously.
Yeah, so discipline one is data virtualization. Instead of waiting months for some massive data consolidation project, they're building virtual connections that let agents access underlying systems directly. Think of it like a translation layer. The agent sees clean, unified data objects, but underneath it's pulling from CRM, transaction systems, document stores, whatever.
Smart. No ETL delays. No duplicate data storage.
Right. And for something like banking where transaction volumes are massive, you literally can't copy everything into a central system. But you still want agents to analyze patterns and trigger actions.
Okay, discipline two?
Agent dashboards and KPIs. They're treating agents like digital workers with their own management layer. So you've got performance analytics, conversion rates, escalation tracking, the whole nine yards.
I love this framing, because if you're going to trust an agent to handle customer onboarding, you need the same visibility you'd have with a human employee.
Exactly. And when something goes wrong, you can drill down into individual records, see the step-by-step execution log, trace exactly where the agent made a decision. It's not just a black box that either works or doesn't.
And discipline three is the bounded use case loops.
This is where they get really methodical about the tuning process. They start with a narrow scope, clear guardrails, then run explicit validation cycles. Design time tuning with prompt engineering and workflow design. Human in the loop correction during execution. Then ongoing optimization based on exception rates.
So it's not deploy and pray, it's continuous improvement with actual feedback loops.
Right, and they're using retrieval augmented generation to ground the agents in enterprise knowledge bases and proprietary data. So when the agent makes a decision, it's pulling from approved sources, not just hallucinating.
From a go-to-market angle, what kinds of workflows are actually working?
High volume, structured stuff with controllable risk. Document intake and validation, standardized outreach like renewals. One example they give is banks using agents to look across silos, commercial lending, wealth management, to identify cross-sell opportunities that humans miss.
Wait, that's brilliant. The data exists, but no human has time to connect the dots across departments.
Exactly, and they're claiming millions in incremental revenue for some banks. But then on the flip side, for regulated industries with complex multi-step tasks, they're doing orchestrated execution with sub-agents instead of trying to cram everything into one giant prompt.
Boon, break that down. What does orchestrated execution look like?
Think of it like a workflow engine. You break complex tasks into deterministic steps, assign sub-agents to handle each piece, maintain memory and context across the whole process. So instead of asking one agent to gather evidence, analyze it, draft communications, and produce audit trails all at once, you've got specialized agents for each step.
That makes so much sense. And probably way easier to debug when something goes sideways.
Right. Plus you get intermediate checkpoints where humans can review summaries or extracted facts and correct errors before they cascade downstream.
What about the failure modes? What breaks first when people try this? Exception handling volume spikes early, tons of edge cases until you tune the guardrails. Data quality issues where missing or inconsistent fields cause escalations. And auditability, especially for regulated customers who need clear logs and role-based access controls. I'm giving this approach a solid A-. The methodology is sound, the use cases make sense, and they're being realistic about the tuning.